Triple J Breakfast with Ben and Liam.
Some of the songs on this record are less than a year old. It's really fresh, and everything we're talking about and feeling and experiencing is like a direct result of where we're at presently. So it's pretty cool actually to be putting out the record and touring it right now. Being with UNFD is really cool because it's pretty opposite experience to our previous record, where now people are saying, hey, go and do whatever the hell you want and experiment as much as you possibly can and be weird and don't question yourself. It's really exciting.
I'm curious, you got 13 songs on this album. So did you get all the stuff you wanted on there, or was there a few tracks that missed out?
There was one in particular called People Need, and it's just about like unsatisfied human beings and this the hunger mind and just never being fulfilled because we're always searching for something on the outside. So that's a song and a topic I really wish I got to speak about on this record.
Yeah, and so what's your favourite thing about this album? You know, you mentioned that you've got a little bit more creative control and they're pushing you to be a bit more expressive.
I think there's always been this brightness and silver liningness to me and the way that I write. So on this record it's really freeing and empowering for me to sort of say, hey, I don't always have to be a role model, and there's wounding and there's unhealed parts of me, and it was really nice to face them and use them for the writing of this record.
Yeah, well, we did hear that come through on the first song we heard from the album, Temple.
It's a belt of a track, but there is some dark kind of lyrical themes in there as well.
Right.
I'm intoxicated by my depression is one of the lines, and of course the chorus there, my body is a temple, tell me why it hurts like hell. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Sure. So I always suffered with chronic eczema, and I basically over the last few years I've sort of changed to become a vegan and grain-free and sugar-free and no alcohol and all this kind of stuff like that, and doing alternative medicines, all this kind of stuff. And that was all fine and great and really, really changed my life. But basically at the start of last year, it's just all crumbling, and it just felt like nothing I was doing was helping, and I was developing like food allergies to every single thing I ate. So I was in a really bad place where I felt like my body was just working against me at all times. And yeah, that created a depression, and just Temple is the 3-minute version of that kind of sickness for me.
Yeah, you're touching on a lot of deep things throughout the album. We have these little feature album kind of intros that play throughout the week, and one that we've been hearing about the other is that apparently it was the first song that you screamed on.
Yeah, that's right.
It's good screaming.
Yeah. You think so?
Yeah, I think great screaming.
We can confirm. Yeah, so that's a song about gender identity, right?
Yeah, that definitely comes into it. I talk about, I see a woman in the mirror, but she's not in my reflection. And that's something that I wrote sort of, so I'm becoming a woman. I feel like I'm entering that period of my life where I'm like, I'm not a teenager. I'm not an extension of a teenager. I'm kind of like maybe a young adult still, but I'm in my mid-20s, and it's just this far out period of my life. But I don't express myself through a feminine image, and I don't subscribe or whatever to like conventional beauty, and that's something that I've paid a lot of attention to just being in the entertainment industry and previously being on a major label. You know, something my mum always said to me as a child was, why don't you dress more like a girl? So I kind of have this constant dialogue in my head, and I wanted to write a song for people that could relate to that, whether it's through their image, their sexuality, their gender, their nationality, just kind of relating to the fact that we might not be within that primary list of categories of the way you express yourself or your background or who you are or how you feel.
There's a couple of duets on the record as well. One is Disappear with Lynn Gunn from Paris, and the other is with Corey Taylor from Slipknot. How did duets like this come about? Do you kind of struck up a friendship with a person and take things from there, or is it different?
Yeah, this is actually some of the first duets we've done. I mean, we have been a band for 10 years, so I do forget that there were some in the past. We did work with Mark Hoppus on our first record, which is Far Out, and Benji Madden on sort of like an in-between record single.
Wow, just but, really caning the early 2000s, late 90s there.
Yeah, that's what we started out loving, and that's the reason that we started bands, is because of bands like
Blink and Good Charlotte. Yeah.
Good Charlotte, exactly, and Simple Plan. It's been really cool. We've been able to either tour with or work with a lot of the bands that we loved when we were teenagers. But since then, which was 2010 on the first record, I haven't really liked to share our songs with people in a way. Like I don't, when I write something from my heart, I don't know if I'm comfortable for someone else's voice to speak my story. And yeah, I just kind of got over that on this last record. I almost wanted every song to have a feature just for fun. But someone like Corey Taylor was really just like reaching out to him personally and saying, hey, I'm a fan of you and your work and I can really hear your voice on this song. And he wrote back straight away saying that he'd love to in capital letters. So yeah, he was really cool about it. He's a real gentleman. And I said to him, I don't really know why you know, accepted the offer to do the song. He said, because I'm a fan, of course.
This is Triple J Breakfast with Ben and Liam.